You're listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening, everyone. You know, I often chat to my wife about what I'm going to play you each week. Do you remember a while ago I couldn't think of anything special, and she just pulled 15 or 16 records from the racks and I played those? Last week I was thinking aloud about this show, the last of 1975, and my wife said, well, why not call it a record collector's dream for 1976? All right, I said, where do I start? I'll choose them, she said, like I did before. Whatever comes up will probably be interesting to someone, and it will be something he's dreamed of having. So saying, she dived into my record racks, and in 5 minutes flat she found the things I'm playing for you tonight. See, I've got her well trained. These really are her random choices, though, just like the last one. Oh, they're like this, she said, King Oliver and his orchestra playing I've Got That Thing. Yes, fine, even if the trumpet work is by Louis Metcalf, not King Oliver. The vocalist is the composer, Walter Pichon. Oliver's orchestra, I've Got That Thing. That's a good start. Next is your girlfriend, said my wife. Not Annette Henshaw, I said, all agog. No, she said, Belle Mann with Ben Pollack's Park Central Orchestra, Bye Bye for Baby. I've played that twice already, I said. I can't do that again. What's wrong with turning it over, said the missus. It's She's One Sweet Show Girl. So I did. Thank you.
of bliss. Two red lips that were meant to kiss. Two pink cheeks that the roses miss. I'm one sweet showgirl. Dazzling charms and an angel face. Dimpled arms that can sure embrace. With a style that is full of grace. I'm one sweet showgirl. May drink a bit and maybe swear some. May shrink a bit and maybe dare some. But when I start to settle down, I'll look great in a wedding gown. What a break for some lucky clown. I'm one sweet showgirl.
She's one sweet showgirl, and from the sound of her voice, I'll bet she was, too. Nice bit of Jimmy McPartland there on cornet. My wife's next choice turned out to be another of my favourite bands, the Benson Orchestra of Chicago, directed by Roy Bargy. Toot, toot, tootsie, goodbye, no less. I like Roy Bargy's piano work behind the middle chorus. It comes through despite the pre-electric recording of 1922. Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye by Roy Bargy and the Benson Orchestra of Chicago. And then came one I should have worked into a show long ago. Don't know why I haven't really, but you can thank Mary for this one. Sister Kate, sung and played by Earl Hines with his magnificent 1929 orchestra, with Shirley Clay and George Mitchell on cornets, Bill Franklin on trombone, Cecil Irwin on clarinet and tenor, and Hayes Elvis on brass bass. And his orchestra, Sister Kate. Okay, I said, you're doing fine. What's next? My wife smiled teasingly. Wouldn't you say the Chicago foot warmers playing Lady Love was one to dream of if you hadn't got it, she said. It's one to dream of if you have got it, I said. What, with Johnny Dodds and Bill Johnson on bass, Natty Dominic on cornet and Henri Dutre on trombone? Never mind its case history, said my wife. If it's that good, play it. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Chicago Foot Warmers with Johnny Dodds and Jimmy Blythe at the piano, Lady Love. Rather nice. You could sing It's a Long, Long Way to Tipperary as a sort of counter melody, always assuming you wanted to, of course. Next, I had this one handed to me. Didn't you tell me once that you once had someone wanting Dick Robertson records on Decca, said Mary? Yes, I did, and here's one I don't think I've ever played you before. It has Fine Trumpet by Johnny McGee, Buddy Morrow on trombone, and Stan King on drums, amongst others, and it's good 30s Dixieland. Heaven help this heart of mine.
That's new. The moment I set eyes on you, heaven help this heart of mine. Please handle it with care. It really isn't mine, it's yours to share. I only live for your love, dear. I thrill with desire. My poor heart's afire. The moment you came, it burst into flame. Should I find the fates unkind and lose your love divine, then heaven help this heart of mine.
Robertson and his grand little bunch, heaven help this heart of mine. What's this, said my wife, is it as corny as it looks? I nearly exploded. Henry Halstead and his orchestra playing Rosy Cheeks, corny? Well, I mean to say, there are limits.
Thank you.
Rosy Cheeks, a very advanced piece of dance music by Henry Halstead and his orchestra, made in the Fine Arts Building in Los Angeles in 1927. The next in the random picking is a classic, Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers' Booga Boo, slow, rather eerie, wistful, the great man at his best. Boogaboo by Jelly Roll Morton's Red Hot Peppers with Ward Pinkett trumpet, Geechee Fields trombone, Omer Simeon clarinet. Darling, you're a genius for picking that one, I said, and she selected another record. Well, thanks, she said, but I don't know what your customers would say if you play them this. I looked at it. Miserere from Il Trovatore, sung in English. Ah, I have sighed to rest me deep in the quiet grave. Oh, yes, just the thing for a carnival a few days from New Year's Eve. You've blotted your copybook this time. Choose something else. That's not a collector's dream, that's a nightmare. Will this do? Holding up a record of Morris Elwin and Cora singing Louisiana. Yes, I said, it's probably got a hot accompaniment. Sylvester Ohola, Arthur Lally, Joe Branley, that sort of thing. It has.
My heart is heavy to see a levee, a field of Canaan corn. I've not forgotten my land of cotton down where I was born. I'm through knocking around, 'cause I'm Dixie bound. Louisiana, Louisiana, I've been sad, mighty sad. Louisiana, Louisiana, now I'm glad, oh so glad. The whistle's blowing, the train is going, here I come, here I come. I'm tired of roaming, that's why I'm homing back to happiness and then some. Louisiana, no place is grander, I declare, no skies are bluer, no friends are truer anywhere. Take me to your heart, give me one more star. I's a little child, just been running wild. Louisiana, Louisiana, my own.
Louisiana by Morris Elvin and Chorus. And we'll be back with some more after the break.
Hello, and let's go to the movies. Well, I have some more films to recommend to you this week. The Drinking of Sister George. Sorry, the Killing of Sister George with Barrel Reed. Carey Pint into Catch a Pub. The suspenseful tale of a man who comes out of the cinema at 10:03 and is half a mile from the nearest hostelry. Bert Landlord, sorry. Well, Bert can be seen in The Barman of Alcatraz and soon in a remake of Last Orders at Pompeii. And it's good to see Deborah Barr in Beer and Sympathy. Thrill again, too, to the antics of the Jolly Miller. Sorry, oh, that's my local. Jimmy Vice, whatever, in Barman and His Mate. Tarzan and His Pint. Others on release at the moment, Rebel Without a Glass, A Clockwork Hop, Pint of Departure, and Zorba the Drunk. Well, happy pub going. Sorry, happy movie going.
When you've got a pint of McCune's Export on your mind and the pubs aren't open, make sure you've got a few cans handy.
It's sale time! It's January at Queensway, the month of all the year. It's Queensway's big sale. Big savings off recommended prices, stacks of half-price beds, 25% off Axman's to carpets, lounge and bedrooms fitted free, stainless steel sink tops, half price with any sink base purchased, and much more. Carpets, furniture, bedding, upholstery, kitchens, we can't reduce them any further. At Queensway's big sale now on at Lee Valley Trading Estate, Edmonton, Seven Oaks Way, St. Mary Cray, Orpington, also now open at the Vale Acton. Free park. Free delivery.
Capital Radio. Again on Mardi Gras. Well, that last one was accompanied by some of Bert Ambrose's men in 1928. Really, said Mary, do you think they'll stand for a full Ambrose band number? Oh, I should think so, I said. What is it? Hitting the Ceiling, and you've written Danny Polo on the cover, September the 12th, 1929. Can I hear it? So I played it for her. I think you'll be able to take it too.
Thank you.
And his Mayfair Hotel Orchestra hitting the ceiling with Danny Polo on clarinet. Aha, Mary exclaimed triumphantly, picking one out from the Patti Actuals, the Dixie Jazzers washboard band, Black Cat Bone. Who's the washboard player, Derek Giler? No, Eddie Edinburgh, I said. Bobby Lee Can is the guitarist. Oh, I must apologise here for saying Bobby Lee Can was on the Tom Morris record of My Baby Doesn't Squawk, which I played a couple of weeks ago. I was confusing it with this one. Both have Tom Morris on cornet, but on that squawk number, the guitar was Buddy Christian. Must get the facts right, you know. Now, Black Cat Bone, and this is Bobby Lee Can with Tom Morris on cornet.
Thank you.
Black Cat Bone with Robert Cooksey singing and playing harmonica with the Dixie Jazzers Washboard Band. Would you believe our next choice in this disconnected dream ramble in my shells was another washboard band, Clarence Williams this time, with Mrs. Clarence Williams, Eva Taylor to you, singing one of her husband's letter-known songs, More Than That, with Buster Bailey on clarinet, Prince Robinson on tenor, Ed Allen, of course, on cornet, Floyd Casey on washboard.
Upon a rainbow to find that pot of gold. More than that, more than that. Would I steal a dancing sunbeam for you to have and to hold? More than that, more than that. Would I crash the gates of heaven to learn what angels do? Would I persuade the swan to sing his farewell song to you? Would I face a thousand dangers to hear you say you care? More than that, baby, more than that.
Clarence Williams Washboard Band records, More Than That, made in 1937. How come you do me like you do, said my wife. I didn't know I did, I said. That's the title, said Mary, and it's by Jack Lynx and his Society Serenaders. Is that one of those wallpaper music bands? Is it, heck, I told her. Listen.
Thank you.
Jack Lynx, clarinet and alto sax, and his society serenaders from Birmingham, Alabama, recorded in Atlanta, Georgia, in 1924. Then up came this one, a real dream of a record, of Louis Russell and his orchestra in 1931, with Dickie Wells on trombone. Even the title is out of this world, Freakish Blues. Russell's Freakish Blues. Very Ellingtonian, isn't it? One more, said Mary, and that should be enough. It'd better be good, I told her. It is, she answered. I know one or two people who'll love it. Easy to Love by Al Bowley with Ray Noble and his orchestra.
Thank you.
idolize all others above. So worth the yearning for. So swell to keep every home fire burning for. We'd be so grand at the game, so carefree together that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be old, so easy to love.
Bowley with Ray Noble's orchestra, Easy to Love by Cole Porter. Well, that's it. A genuine random choice of the sort of records collectors dream about, and I'm really pleased to be able to share them with you, and I hope you had fun listening to them. Next week, we'll have some more, so tune in to 194 and let's start the new year with some more good music. Till then, this is Brian Russ saying good night from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music, wishing you all a very happy new year and all that jazz.